USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sticking with his demands that any bill to end the ongoing federal government shutdown include funding for the border wall that he wants. He makes that clear in a Fox News interview in which he also defends his decision to pull U.S. troops back out of Syria.
We're fighting these endless wars. I campaigned on getting out of the endless wars. And frankly, I've done more than I said, because not only did I and am I able to get out, but I've also won. We've really largely eradicated ISIS. Now, that doesn't mean we don't totally finish the job, but that's going to be a very short period of time. We have to bring our troops back home.
Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan starting the job today after former Defense Chief James Mattis resigns in a disagreement with President Trump about Syria and Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Security was extra tight this year as people celebrated the arrival of 2019 in towns and cities across the nation, including in Times Square, where the rain didn't dampen people's spirits any. There were no major problems reported at any of the celebrations. President Trump answering Senator Elizabeth Warren's announcement that she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
In that Fox News interview, the president was asked if he thinks Warren believes she could actually beat him in the race. He says he'll have to ask her psychiatrist. Several states imposing stricter gun laws and raising the minimum wage with the new year. California welcoming over a dozen new laws to limit gun access. And in New York starting today, all new public men's and women's bathrooms are required to have diaper changing tables. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Firefighters in France say three adults and five teenagers, the youngest being 13, were trapped 170 feet in the air on a broken fairground ride for over 8 hours from New Year's Eve evening into the early hours of 2019. Witnesses say the pendulum ride broke down at about 8:30 p.m. local time. Amid noise and sparks, it left one of the two passenger sections suspended at the highest point. Firefighters used a helicopter to reach the trapped people and provide them with harnesses so they could then be winched down onto a firefighter's ladder. The bunch of them are all okay. Four Florida men are accused of stealing over $500,000 worth of tequila. Hillsborough Sheriff's deputies recovering the stolen booze yesterday. The suspects allegedly transferred cases of Patron to another box truck at a Tampa area truck stop. They're to appear in court in just a few hours, even though it's a holiday. If you're looking to start off the new year with some serious cash in the bank, the Mega Millions jackpot will be at least $425 million when the drawing happens tonight. That would make the cash option about $254 million. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes. For USA Radio News, wishing you a Happy New Year.